What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 2nd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Oilville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy hump day.
Mm-hmm. Hump day. We're hump heading into week five in the NFL.
Very good.
Baseball playoffs are here.
Mm-hmm.
You had four games yesterday.
Yep. Four more today.
Valdez called it, said the Orioles don't generate runs. Couldn't generate even one.
I called
had
Valdez.
Some opportunities.
I called Valdez for I had a question for him about something. Like literally the bottom of the ninth. I'm like totally tilting him.
Interrupted.
Sorry, buddy.
You weren't paying attention to the time.
I wasn't paying attention to the game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He called me bottom of the ninth, I think, like one out with the runner on first.
I'm sorry.
And I see my
phone. Gunner.
You actually picked up the call?
I needed a rally. I needed some sort of rally call. Okay. I thought Eric might have been watching the game and had a question.
That's funny.
I needed some sort of mojo change.
He didn't even know the game was going on.
I needed some sort of mojo change.
What was the purpose of the call?
It's long story.
A golf question?
No. I'll tell you during a break. Not a big deal, but it was just something he would have the answer to.
He was just oblivious to the game.
I don't pay attention to the Orioles. I knew they were playing. I guess
you just didn't know what time.
Bottom of the ninth.
It was probably the quickest playoff game in history.
Yeah,
I think it ended like at 6:30.
Actually,
at like
the Padre game was the second quickest in history. It went 2 hours and 9 minutes.
I think
Padres Braves.
I think the Orioles game was about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was quick.
I'm trying to see the official time.
Both teams only had 5 hits, though, right? Didn't I see that? I did
225.
Get onto it at the end.
Both pitchers were awesome.
225. I actually was watching the game.
And shocker, and Bobby Witt had the hit, the mm-hmm. RBI.
I had to leave in
to give the Royals the lead and the win.
I think I had to leave in the fourth inning for a soccer practice. It's only an hour. I got back, game was over. What the heck happened?
You know how the Royals generated their run? It was a walk,
yep.
A stolen base, a ground ball to the right side of the field. Runner moved over to third, and Witt hit a ground ball between third and shortstop.
Yep.
That runner was still on second. They would have had a play at the plate. Possibly.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what the Orioles can't do on offense.
Yeah, they had some opportunities, but they just couldn't generate
that's
them.
That's the antithesis. They had runners on first and third with one out.
Yep. Had a leadoff double with Mullins.
They had a leadoff double with Mullins and couldn't get him around. They had a runner on second with two outs, but that's if you got runner in scoring position with one out and you can't bring him home,
yeah,
that's not going to win playoff games.
Well, now it's up to Eflin to keep him in it.
Three of the roadies win yesterday. Three of the underdogs, and three of the games went under the tote.
You also, that's the Orioles' ninth straight playoff loss.
Yeah, I heard that last night.
That is not great.
Dating back to 2014.
Mm.
Well, it's do or die today, same time, 4 o'clock. Let's see. I'm pretty sure it's 4 o'clock.
Well, Eflin's one of the guys that they picked up at the trade deadline.
And he's been awesome.
Yeah. Got to deliver.
And it's very disappointing that Corbin Burnes is your massive offseason acquisition. You basically pick him up to pitch in a spot like that, and he does his job, and then the bats
go dead.
Well, they've been dead basically post All-Star break, but they've been dead. And then you just wasted his start because he's probably not going to resign after this year. You just wasted it.
It is. I mean, look, you're going against a really good pitcher because Cole Reagan's, especially in the month of September, has an ERA of, I think it was 1.8. I mean, the kid can just deal. But look, yeah, it's not over yet. See what happens today.
Yeah, in
it's
the month over. Of September, Eflin's ERA is 3. So, like you said, he's been pitching well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just
over.
Just got to get some, got to hit some homers.
We'll play your music for you, Valdez.
Or this is Orioles Tragic.
Right. Yeah, do a remix.
Yeah.
Put it on the machine.
I mean, I've been watching this team. I probably watched an inning of the at least minimum inning of the Orioles.
Yeah.
For over 100 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've watched this ineptitude of runners in scoring position for the last, since August, basically.
Oh, just
since
July. It clears your mind for watching Ravens-Bengals this weekend if the Orioles are no longer in it.
Were you compartmentalized? Were you texting with your dad or calling your dad during a game?
No.
No. No interaction?
No.
I was the only interaction during the game?
Yeah, you're my own.
You don't know about these. He goes into like a cone of silence and isolation when he's watching the Ravens or the Orioles.
I tweeted during the game about the runner in scoring position thing. Just because my guess is a lot of people weren't really watching the Orioles all season long.
I thought the
Orioles bats are silly or something like that. And then no.
Right. you had to school them on it.
I just had to make sure they knew what they were getting into while watching the team.
Well, they're silly when Santander hits a homer, hit 44 of them, or Gunner hits a homer, hit almost 40. But generating runs, you've brought that up, not necessarily their strength. They like to hit the long ball.
By the way, are the Mets on a little run here?
Well, they've been on a run for about 2 months.
It's crazy.
AEB, it's Vinny and Joe. Hop on the bandwagon. Your Nats is watching at home.
I mean, Vinny's all in.
I'm sure they are.
I think in June he put a $75 bet to win. I think he won like $500 if they make the playoffs.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Cashed out.
Nice ROI for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brewers took a 4-3 lead in the fourth, and then the Mets scored 5 in the top of the fifth, and it was pretty much over after that.
They keep coming back, right? Because they came back in that little the first game in that doubleheader.
Bats have been alive, unlike the Orioles.
Our baseball talk on 106.7 The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. EB, yesterday you were bringing up power rankings for the Commanders. And I saw more of them yesterday, but definitely a couple on TV were going viral for at least Commanders fans, because Stephen A. Smith and his A-list put them at number 5.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that.
Screaming A.
That's crazy. I think that's crazy, but a lot of people are talking about recalibrating their expectations for the season now that they're 3-1 at the quarter mark. Man, if I went through it right now, I could really jinx them. I could really jinx them.
Your win total will definitely start with a 1.
Oh, it was,
and there will be another number after it, obviously.
It would skyrocket. And this is knowing that we can't stop the run.
Right.
Which normally it just paralyzes me. But the offense has been so productive that, they haven't stopped the run yet, and they're still 3-1.
I know. It's kind of stunning.
I guess just waiting for the adjustments and see what happens. But we better not recalibrate. We better not go through the schedule again, because I could come up with an obnoxious number.
The thing that'll happen, and it happens in the NFL, is sometimes games that have gone your way will go the other way. Like that Giants game was, it could have gone to either team.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders won that, but if Malik Nabers catches that ball late in the game with roughly 2 minutes left, the Giants basically run out the clock and win the game on a game-winning field goal, assuming that their kicker, who was out, kicks a field goal. But they would have been in, I think, inside the 15-yard line. And so they got that win, and that changes the narrative, right? At 2-2, you're talking about this team completely different than 3-1.
But it will be a soul crusher if they drop a game at home to the Browns. Like if the Browns come in and somehow just win time of possession, they run the ball down the Commander's throat and somehow eke out. I mean, they can't score. So, like, they eke out a 21-20 win somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very deflating.
I mean, I guess it could happen.
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
That would be humiliating. But, I mean, if Myles Garrett gets, like, a strip sack fumble and turn for a touchdown and, we're reeling.
I mean, I'm actively seeking ways that the Browns can win, because it seems hard on the surface to forecast them to win this game.
Yeah.
Just because they're inept offensively.
On paper, it doesn't look like they can.
But even if they're inept offensively.
But how many times this year have we said, oh my gosh, how did they beat them?
I know.
It happens every year.
I mean, I'm keeping that
option
open.
But it's going to happen a lot more this year, it seems.
We learned it in week 1 of the Circus Sports Survivor Pool.
Yeah, exactly.
We learned that lesson with the quickness.
Well, every year, even though through all of this ineptitude of the last 20 years, there's always one or two wins where you just kind of shock people.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, could happen. But
Cleveland won 11 games last year.
I'm sorry?
Cleveland won 11 games last year.
Yeah.
Their personnel is not that bad. Now, I know that they're not doing anything offensively this year, and Deshaun Watson is really struggling, but that was an 11-win team.
Yeah, but certainly they don't look like an 11-win team. I don't
know
what's
different.
To me,
that's ancient history. Like, it doesn't matter. What they did last year.
I mean, we were a 4-win team.
Tells me they have some talent.
Okay, but, I mean, Deshaun Watson's averaging less than 5 yards per attempt. I mean, that offense is almost moving backwards. Mm. They don't have Nick Chubb. I mean, Jerome Ford's been decent. I guess you worry about Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy.
I wouldn't worry too much about them. I'm sure they'll have
because this quarterback. But it's their defense. They're not allowing a bunch of points.
Right.
I mean, they did it in week one, but since then, they've been allowing less than 20.
Right.
That's what it is.
If Washington goes out there and
scores, 35.
My argument would be the last three opponents for them are Jacksonville, the Giants
and the Raiders. Right.
Three pretty blah offenses.
That's how they've been.
Those are not offenses that last time I checked score 30.3 points per game.
They don't.
Like the team that they're facing this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you
Browns
talked about this.
The competition.
You talked about this, Cakes, after they won, actually, in week three on Monday Night Football. Jaden Daniels starring in that game. You said,
yep.
NBC is going to want to flex the game. And apparently, they do want the game, but CBS doesn't want to give it up.
Well, can you
blame
them?
How does that work? Do they get a certain number of refusals, and then they can take whatever they want? Like, I'm very curious about that.
Well, they should be able to. They pay enough money for it.
I feel like the main network that has the game can block one flex, but I'm not sure.
There has to be.
That might be just in my head.
Because any game that the night would want, the 4 o'clock would want, or the 1 o'clock would want. You know what I mean? If it's so good that you want it in prime time, why would the network give it up for the 1 or the 4?
Probably get to block, I don't know, maybe one in the 1 o'clock, one in the late window.
Mm-hmm. There has to be some sort of rule like that. But that could start this week, Cakes?
Yes.
Here's what I'm reading are the rules. For Sunday Night Football, the flex schedule can be used twice between weeks 5 and 10. And anytime the league sees fit between weeks 11 and 17. So they can decide twice in the next 5 weeks to flex.
But
teams can only be flexed to Thursday once during the season. Thursday night football games can only be flexed between weeks 13 and 17. I'm not sure about the block, though. I'm not seeing that here.
Well, so if
they can block one game a week. CBS and Fox can block one game a week to prevent NBC and ESPN from taking one of their
poaching
glamour matches.
Yeah.
And
there it is. So they're using their block.
Yeah. It's also saying
they're
great.
Like, they're giving them the RIP, the Dikembe. They're giving them the finger waggle.
And they're also
right
saying
the
that it can't be moved to the 4:25 slot on CBS because Fox has the exclusive doubleheader that week. Cowboys hosting Detroit in the later window.
Thank God. I hate night games.
And the Ravens have a ton of them.
Get that out of here. Mm-hmm. What a block.
Well, that's the way it is. Somebody tweeted us yesterday. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio that they were in Giant or Safeway and they saw four Commanders jerseys.
Yeah, really? There you go.
Were they Jaden jerseys? The hottest selling jersey in the league?
Yeah, the number one selling jersey in the entire world.
Did you find out
but
what
the
your
buzz
son
is
bought?
Growing.
Did he buy the authentic?
I haven't checked yet, but he went with the white instead of the burgundy.
I would go with the white
Jaden jersey.
I would go with the white.
And you know what? For Commanders fans, for a long time we've been saying, well, whose jersey would you buy? Like, who's going to be here long term? And we've been on Terry McLaurin for the last year or so. Now it's clearly Jaden.
It's a no-brainer.
I mean, everybody's going to be buying a Jaden Daniels jersey.
There's no chance you're going to see Jaden Daniels jerseys at Marshall's for $15 in 3 years.
Let's hope not.
There's no chance. 0.0.
I feel like you're kind of jinxing him a little bit.
0.0.
I tend to agree with you. Because right now, there's an there's an F load of Chase Young jerseys at the only TJ Maxx.
That's
I can vouch for that personally.
But they're not flying off the shelf.
Oh no, no, there were a lot, and there weren't a
Nobody
lot of people. There weren't a lot of people vulturing around them.
Yeah,
trust
they
me.
Don't even know who that guy is.
We will be diving deeper into the Commanders matchup against the Cleveland Browns. John Fanta, who usually comes on the show to talk college hoops, he's a diehard Browns fan. He's going to jump on at 7:20. We will get the Cleveland Browns perspective. Daniel Kelly, former Jet scout, who has been all over Caleb Williams online, if you check him out online. He's going to join us. First round mock on X. He'll give us his insights on Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams and more. He's a big film guy. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. It's a Wednesday. I mean, it's Game Show Wednesday. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, give you a chance to win some Metallica tickets.
Deep cuts.
Yeah, doing it again.
And the guy nailed it on the first try yesterday.
It's been working.
Impressive.
Why not continue the bit?
Actually, we'll do that right at 8:45.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkies sports page. What you got, Bish Bucks?
Well, I mean, it's October. Can't believe it's October 2nd. October 2nd. Unbelievable. But playoff baseball yesterday, 4 games, a couple of day games, a dinner time game, and then a kind of a late night game. But you had 4 games yesterday. Tigers, Astros, game 1. This is best of 3. These were wild cards, all at the home team's stadiums. So all 3 games will be played there if they go 3. Detroit beats Houston 3-1 in game 1 of that series. It's the first Tigers postseason win since 2013, back when they beat Boston 11 years ago. They win it 3-1. Scooble was awesome. He's going to win the American League Cy Young. And Valdez was not very good. He allowed 9 base runners in 4 1/3.
I heard the pitcher described as the Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
And I don't think we used that term like 20 years ago. It makes me think of the Triple Crown hitting, and I get it.
Yeah.
It's ERA, it's strikeouts, and what am I missing? Wins?
ERA, wins, and strikeouts, yeah.
I don't know. I don't like them using that now on pitchers.
hard time with the term.
I mean, it's kind of gimmicky, but I mean, it just means he had a great year.
Sure.
18-4, 2-4 ERA, 228 Ks, and he was good yesterday. He went 6, allowed 4 hits, didn't walk anybody, didn't allow a run. So they're up 3-1. They're going to go with an opener, meaning they're going to go bullpen.
What do you mean they're
two.
Up 3-1?
They win 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to, did I say up 3-1?
Yes.
Sorry. So they're going to go in game 2 today, they're going to go with an opener, meaning they're going to go with a guy to throw an inning and then go bullpen.
Mm.
Who's doing this?
Detroit. Yeah, since they're up 1-0, they don't have to throw anybody on short rest. So Houston's going to go with Hunter Brown. So that's game 2 today. Detroit wins 3-1. Game 2 with the Royals Orioles in Baltimore today, also at 4:30. Royals win 1-0. Just 10 hits in the game total. Cole Reagans beats Corbin Burns. Reagans was really good. They were both really good. But Reagans, who had an ERA of 1.8 in the month of September, beats the O's. He goes,
that kid's got a baby face.
He goes,
he's 26.
He's young. He goes 6 innings, 4 hits, didn't allow a run, no walks, struck out 8. Corbin Burns went 8, allowed the 1 run, struck out 3, but they just couldn't manage anything. They had a couple opportunities we were just talking about in the last segment, but the Orioles just couldn't generate anything.
I do a bit now when I hear players' ages, and if they're near my kid's age, I'm like, oh, I could be that guy's dad. Like, I have a 27-year-old, so I can be Cole Reagan's dad easily.
Yep.
It's just kind of weird.
It is.
As we get older.
Man, Kurt's already 27.
27.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
27 years old.
I mean, Kelsey just turned 24, so yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, it just happens. Right. It sneaks up on you, creeps up on you.
Game two, it'll be Lugo going for Kansas City. He finished the regular season with some really good numbers, 16-9, 3 ERA. And he's going to face Zach Eflin, who, of course, the Orioles traded for at the deadline. So, Mr. Valdez, let's see if it happens today. Avoid the elimination.
Won't.
You're in a dark place. You're in a very dark place.
You are in a dark place.
No, I'm realistic. Yeah. I've said it before the series started. I've been watching it. I've been watching this downward spiral for, you know, since the post All-Star break.
What is the king of Baltimore sports? What does he think? The guy that beat you?
Glenn Clark.
Oh, Glenn Clark?
Yeah, what does Glenn think? Is he as down as you?
I don't know. I haven't checked in with him. Mm. But my guess is yeah.
Right.
So
are you going to emotionally hedge it, bet on the Royals, so you're happy either way?
You should do that.
Just throw the emotional hedge in there.
You should do that. It does pay off.
What, profit from profit? Because I know the team so well.
If you know the team so well and you know they're going to lose,
I know they're going to lose.
Make money off it. It's really a
no-brainer. I've never seen a bigger loss in my life.
Orioles, this is like tragic. A guaranteed loser.
Make it happen.
Yes, I'm guaranteeing the Orioles will lose.
Who's your pitcher today?
Eflin.
All right. What's his deal?
They could have Nolan Ryan on the mound. If you can't score a run, you can't win the game.
They traded for him. He's been good in the last month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was hurt. He went on the DL, and then he came back, and he was his last three starts in the regular season, he went 4 2/3, gave up 3-6,
so
gave up 2.
They don't generate runs. All they do is hit bombs. Basically, that's the only way they score.
They strand a billion runners on second and third. I've seen it 10,000 times this year.
Right.
They just be a runner on second and third with one out, or no first and third with no outs, and they'll strike out and double play, or two straight strikeouts, or three infield pop-ups.
Hey, Valdez, just be comforted knowing that I won't be calling you like at 6:15 today.
I mean, there's just
while you're watching the game in misery.
Unproductive outs. Mm. It's just so many unproductive outs.
Do they even try to like bunt guys over?
Bunt?
No.
Bunt?
Yeah. He'd be there. We're second in the major leagues in homers. Yeah. 235 homers. Only the Yankees had more home runs.
And you know what's so funny that you say bunt, mm-hmm, is that they actually showed bunt once. Mm-hmm. And that's when Cedric Mullins, he had a double and a single. Mm-hmm. The only guy that could hit. Mm-hmm. He's showing bunt.
Mm-hmm.
God, I've never been such an Orioles fan than tonight.
Why are you
today at 4:30?
Why?
Because he's so convinced they're going to lose.
Right.
But they'll be happy that they won.
He'll be happy that they won.
Yeah, I know.
They could give Jim Palmer the fountain of youth drink, mm-hmm, and have him go take the mound, and they'll still lose.
In his underwear. Doing that bit.
Yeah, give him the Indiana Jones Holy Grail stuff.
Last Crusade. People sleep on that one. It's pretty good.
Ponce de Leon could give him a vial of Fountain of Youth juice.
You chose wisely.
All right, so
and they won't win.
So that's today, 4:30, game two. Mets beat the Brewers 8-4.
I actually think the Hurricane hit Baltimore. Oh, no, that's the whiff of the bats.
Not happy.
We'll see what happens. Maybe they bounce back today. It's a third game.
The only home team to win yesterday was San Diego. They went 4-0. The Braves started AJ Smith Schauber, who had one start this season. He didn't even know he was starting until yesterday morning when Brian Snitker, the manager, called him and said, "You're starting." Mm. Even though you haven't pitched at all this year, you're starting game one of
pressure.
The playoffs. Of course, they had to fly out to San Diego after clinching the wild card spot by beating the Mets in the second game of the doubleheader on Monday. So, didn't look good for them. They couldn't hit, and they lose 4-0. Game two, of course, tonight. All right, so Gonzaga is joining the Pac-12, now not for a couple years, But Gonzaga, of course, is, I mean, they've pretty much turned into a blue blood in college hoops. They've been to the tournament 25 consecutive years.
I'll be honest, I get very confused. So the Pac-12 football is pretty much dead, right?
No, they're adding new members.
But the top teams left.
Oh, yeah, yes. Everybody left.
What about those teams?
The football conference, right? It's still not an official conference because they have to add another team. But they've added San Diego State. They've added Colorado State. They've added Utah State, Fresno State, and Boise State. And they joined Washington State and Oregon State.
You have to have state in your last name.
You got to be a state.
You have to get into the Pac-12.
Did the basketball teams leave as well? So when the university leaves, all those teams left. They don't bifurcate.
No, they go.
The Pac-12 was torn down to two teams. They're rebuilding it with the best teams from some of the other conferences that they can grab.
Yep. Gotcha.
Are you still all in? Like, you're so loyal to the Pac-12?
Well, I'm super hyped that Gonzaga's going
there. He loves it.
It's great for Gonzaga. It's great for the Pac-12.
Those are good regional matchups for them.
It's great for the branding and basketball.
But you don't have any love for, like, Utah State or San Diego State.
No, but it's a good basketball conference.
Right.
It's going to be very competitive. Those teams always go to the tournament.
I wonder if they're going to add another WCC team, maybe a St. Mary's.
And I like the fact that they're actually geographically centric, like located close to each other. Well, I'm sure they'll add some other teams.
They should have been on the phone with Memphis all night and trying to hammer out this deal because it's good for Memphis. Memphis is going to be in a bad conference soon. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good football team to move in.
It's good for the Pac-12.
That would officially make them a new conference.
Right.
And it secures Gonzaga's future for decades to come because after Mark Few retires in, say, 5, 10 years, whatever it is, they could flop and be stuck in the WCC nothing conference. Now they're going to have $11 million a year. They'll be a prominent brand in basketball for a long time.
Yeah, that's a good move. And again, I just wonder if they're going to pluck another WCC team just for hoops.
So apparently St. Mary's doesn't have the facilities to compete with those other schools.
What about a Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon has...
That's not a WCC.
But they got a black mark next to them because they're... a for-profit university.
They just sound like an online school to me. Still, I have a hard time believing that's a real school.
I think they have good facilities.
Maybe they do.
And they got a lot of financial backing.
Mm-hmm.
But their accreditation, it's kind of nubs.
Is Dan Marley coach there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonzaga, but they're not joining the Pac-12 until 2026. So they're going to go another 2 years in the WCC?
Yep.
So it's 2 more years. But anyway, Gonzaga will eventually move into the Pac-12. All right, so Von Miller, he is going to be suspended for 4 games without pay. He violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. The league announced this yesterday.
Seems like nothing for the despicable act of beating up your pregnant girlfriend.
This happened years ago, right?
Why is it coming up now? I guess just the investigation, and I don't know.
So the NFL completed their investigation? Is that the idea?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I'm guessing. All right. It happened in November 23 during the Bills' bye week in Dallas. And the NFL did not respond to it until ESPN's request for clarity over the nature of the suspension. And so he'll be suspended for 4 games. And so he won't be eligible until week 8 when they play Seattle. So he's going to miss the Houston game, the Jet game, and the Titan game. So, Von Miller, you are suspended for 4 weeks.
Take a seat, sir.
Take a seat. We're going to talk about this later, but the Raiders apparently are open to trading Davante Adams.
I know that the Skins fans are, like, interested. Some are. I'm thinking, why? I know we don't have, like, the elite receiving group, but we're scoring 30 points a game.
Why are you going to mess the good thing?
We're not going to mess with this chemistry we got going right now. We're not going to give that guy $35 million in the next couple of years.
And pay him that exorbitant salary.
I don't want that old fart, as good as he is.
Apparently they're throwing out there, we'll take a second rounder and some more compensation if you want Devontae.
Right.
So they're not really asking for a first rounder. I mean, they, of course, would take a first rounder.
Uh-huh.
But they're looking for, at minimum, a second rounder. In addition to other picks,
we
maybe
don't
players.
Turns out we don't need them.
I would say... thanks, but no thanks. Look elsewhere.
Yeah.
Did you see the head coach, Antonio Pierce, apparently liked a tweet that was posted by Sports Illustrated? Sports Illustrated said Don't be surprised if Devontae Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders. And the internet sleuth saw it. Antonio Pierce liked it.
Yeah. Wow.
Not a great move by Antonio Pierce. Here's my advice to Antonio Pierce. Stay off the social medias in season. Mm. If you want to go on Twitter or Instagram once the season's over.
Is it possible his wife is doing it? Maybe his wife's on his account and she liked it.
I mean, I don't know. He's got to deal with in-season issues.
I cannot fathom a coach being on,
you know what,
like Twitter.
Playing the Broncos this week, right? They're at the Broncos.
Yes, they're at the Broncos. Correct.
Try to figure out the Broncos defense, who just shoved it on the Jets.
Right.
That's what you should be worried about instead of...
Because Devontae's not going to be doing much against Patrick Surtain.
He'll do as much as you would do against Patrick Surtain. Because that dude,
5 catches, 37 yards.
He eliminates the top option on the other team.
Yeah, he's
what he does.
So really Adams was, I guess he's a regular on the Kay Adams show.
Yeah.
He said, when asked about this, he said, I keep my head down and keep doing my thing and let the chips fall where they may. A lot of cliches.
Yeah, of course.
He said, but there's no communication with anybody from the team since that post became a thing. It's kind of like the weekly what's up with Tay thing. There's always some sort of drama, but at the end of the day, 17 doesn't create any of it. So people can say what they want.
He gone.
He does not seem happy.
Gone. He is so traded.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's going to wind up. I don't know where he's going. I did notice that he put the Jets on his list of preferred teams to be traded to. So who knows where he winds up.
Boys.
But if you're the Raiders, I mean, you're not going anywhere. You're spinning your wheels.
Well, those are 500. Okay. They're not giving up on their season.
Okay, they're not, but I mean, is Devontae Adams really in the long-term plans at this point, at his age?
Didn't they beat the Ravens?
They did, yeah. Boned a lot of people in Survivor by beating the Ravens in week 2, I believe.
I'm just saying, Gardner I don't think Minshew they're giving up on their season.
He looked like Peyton Manning in that game.
Well, yeah. They're going to lose to the Broncos. You know what? The Broncos are kind of a sneaky fantasy Survivor pick this week. Because they're hosting the Raiders. And the Raiders are awful.
I know,
the Broncos are awful too.
Yeah, they are.
I gotta put my Survivor on a team that scores more than 10
runs. You know what
to do. Raiders.
Hey, let's not act like every pick I make or every tingle I make is incorrect. A lot of them are.
I'm not saying that they won't win.
The Broncos.
I am.
They won. They won with the quarterback throwing 60 yards this week.
Again,
60.
This is a healthy discourse. I'm just putting it out there.
What do you love about the Broncos?
He doesn't like them.
I love their defense.
He likes the fact they're playing the Raiders.
They're playing the Raiders. They're at home, and they have a stifling defense.
Right.
And they get to face either Minshew or Aiden O'Connell.
Look, I'm not saying they're not going to win or can't win. I'm just saying it's not the best pick on the schedule.
I'm not saying it's the best either. I'm just putting it out there for a little thing called discussion.
All right.
We discussed it. Can we consider it discussed?
Hey, remember who was hyping up the Saints in week 1? And I was laughed out of the room. And everybody wanted to bet on the Bengals because they thought they were going to boat race the stupid Patriots.
Right. You win that one.
I'm going to keep bringing that up.
Right.
Oh, great.
I'm going to keep
in week 17 still bringing it up.
The ace up my sleeve, JP.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. So often on the show, we've talked about decluttering. Everybody just has too much stuff.
We do.
Halloween's around the corner.
Yeah.
We have an entire shelf that's probably about 12 feet long in the garage, and then another shelf half full just of Halloween stuff. And we'll have to bring it all out here.
Yep.
I don't know if my wife's going to make me get the ladder and pull it all down this weekend. Now, I don't put the stuff up. She'll put skeletons all around the house and outside. But we all have too much stuff. Everybody has too much stuff. My kid in the basement has so many toys, and you just got to constantly get rid of stuff. She's now 7, so do you need the toys for when they were 3 or 4, you know? But you're just lazy, right? You don't get rid of stuff. Well, apparently, there's a TikTok video that's gone viral for a way to best declutter.
More TikTok videos. Just the world needs.
Yeah, and what is it?
The poop roll.
Right. I saw the poop roll on the outline. I have no idea what it is.
Did EB come up with it?
Yeah. I thought of that when I saw the poop roll on the outline. So the poop roll is, if you're thinking about something that you may want to get rid of,
Mm-hmm. You have to imagine poop on it. Would you be willing to wash the poop off to keep it? Or if the poop rule. Was on it, you're it just like, I'm throwing
this.
It away.
This is the worst rule I've ever heard. This is one of the dumbest things ever.
But it might help you get rid of stuff.
I think it's a great rule.
It may help you get rid of things. Right. Like if there's something there that you've held on to,
yeah,
but you really don't use it, and you imagine the poop on it, mm-hmm. would you actually go through the process of cleaning it, trying to get rid of the stench and all that stuff?
I would keep.
Because it's valuable.
I'm not sure what
You'd
I
probably
would keep.
Get rid of almost
cell
everything.
Phone.
Well, of course,
at least for the time
cell phone,
being.
I think you could get the poop off and it would clean. Some stuff's going to get into the.
Or maybe you just go get a new one because, yeah, you're just.
Like, all right. Those high top Puma sneakers you wear sometimes. You look down, there's a little duty on it one day.
I'd probably wash it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he'd save them.
Why do you not like those Puma shoes?
I mean, I don't know. It just jumped out at me. I love
that. That was the item you
but
thought
But you
of.
Could throw those in the washing machine.
Yeah. I think
talking about stuff you couldn't actually throw in the washing machine. You're just stuff that you would have to wash off.
Yeah, your lab butter.
I would wash it.
Your big dirt on the.
I mean, it's a $500
right on the
butter. I would wash it.
Right on the grill.
I'd wash
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm.
It's a good psychological trick. I find for me, it's just effort.
Yeah.
I don't like
we
to
have
do
this
anything.
Room in the basement, mm-hmm. which is all of Isabella's junk. And when the cleaning ladies come in, they put it all up against the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's somewhat, the center of the room is sure. nice and clean. And I could go over to the wall and just be like, okay, we don't need these little three-year-old doctor toys right. or whatever the heck is over there. And just don't go through it.
Cakes, your Raiders lamb has a duty on it.
It's a good
you would
question.
Wash it.
I'd probably keep the Raiders lamb.
What See? About your Iverson figurine?
Oh, my starting lineup figures? I mean, they're not worth anything. I probably ditch those.
The problem
is, right, look at those. Be like, these are just taking up space.
Like, if you get poop on your couch, that's when you're screwed. Like, because that gets in there. Like, how would you get the poop out? You have a dog, right? Your dog poops all over your house.
Yeah, it would depend on the price of it. House. The price of replacing it.
No, not necessarily. It could be EB's Full Tilt Bomber Jacket. That's worthless to everybody else, but to him it has sentimental value.
I know, but Drabby,
are you gonna wear that tonight at MGM National Harbor?
No.
If somehow this would never happen in the history of life, but somehow there was poop on the on my laptop,
yeah.
my computer, I'm not tossing it.
Well, if it's on that computer, no,
I'm not tossing that either.
Listen, they're talking about things that in your house that you don't really need. All right, your navy
saying.
Pants that you wear 4 days a week.
Okay, well there's poop
those.
On it now. So yes, so I do wear those.
How about your Corkle bottle?
No, but yeah, I would toss that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it comes down to the price of it, the cost of maybe replacing the bottle. Mm-hmm.
Why do we have a Bowie Maryland hat? That should be tossed.
That
that's maybe the ugliest hat ever.
Hold on, let me see it.
Where did that
let
put
me
that
see
on, Cakes.
That came,
on,
that's when we had the police chief from Bowie in, I think.
Let me see this
Wayne
hat.
Preston?
Wayne Preston,
oh,
I think.
Yeah, if there was poop on this.
Tossed.
Tossed with the quickness. I mean, no, but look at this, look at this
poop,
hat.
It would be poop on poop.
It's just. it's not just.
I love Bowie. I mean, we grew up there, but this hat is freaking special brand of terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
What?
Be wrong. I don't know if they actually brought that.
It's not just the cost of the, but
How's
stuff has
look?
Sentimental value good. Too. Like if you had a baby pictures of your kids, like if there's duty on, like,
I know,
just don't
I
cost
would probably
anything.
Clean the duty off.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm going to go home today because I've been trying to clear out our garage.
Yeah.
Just imagine poop on everything.
No. I'm going to poop on everything and then show my wife and say, do you want any of this?
Right.
Because she's a pain in my butt about she wants to keep everything now.
Yeah. Right.
All this garbage.
Give us one item that she wants to keep.
Art supplies. An easel.
Okay.
That she hasn't,
easel?
That she hasn't touched in 7 years.
You're married to Picasso? Yeah.
Please.
An easel?
Trash that.
Monet.
My wife finally got rid of her architecture projects from grad school.
Exactly. That's the stuff I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, did you tape a Tootsie Roll to it?
Years ago. 30 years ago. But I get it. It's kind of sentimental.
What is she trying to build? She has grand plans on
building
something?
No, I think it's just kind of sentimental. That's like, you know, her big thesis or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff that she worked on. We had it like hidden behind a refrigerator and, you know, in the garage.
It's gone. It's gone like Devontae Adams from the Vegas Raiders.
Finally got rid of all the like games that we had for kids down in the basement because our kids are grown.
Yeah.
Right.
So just back.
Got rid of Connect Four. Mm-hmm. Figured you didn't need it anymore.
All that crap.
You can use
Battleship gone.
Use Twister for your adult parties.
Yeah. Speaking of duty, I actually got in trouble for throwing away a diaper pail 2 days ago.
Oh, like a diaper genie?
She didn't realize I threw it out months ago.
Okay.
Why? Did you think you didn't need it anymore? Kids are all potty trained and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, do I want that thing sitting around my house?
That is easy to throw
she
away.
She said I was going to sell that.
Sell
what are you going to wait
for?
Who's
going to buy a used diaper genie?
Nobody.
Nobody on the planet.
Right.
My wife shows me from time to time stuff that people put on Facebook Marketplace. People are trying to sell like an old skillet for like $10. And I'm like, are these people serious?
No, people are felting.
Yeah, but people are felting.
I know, but people buy it. You wouldn't believe what people
are doing that all the time.
No, I don't do it.
The fervor.
Hey, you think good, I do it?
No, your wife.
Yeah, she does it. And believe me, people will buy that skillet.
I know they will.
Hey, a good cast iron skillet is expensive.
They'll try.
No, these aren't silly.
No, no. They'll negotiate. So if it's posted for 10, they'll say, will you take 7?
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah, and then when they show up, you bash them on the head with the skillet. For haggling you down off your original price. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Anyway, you might want to consider if you're decluttering the poop rule. Imagine poop on it and then think, would I clean it? If the answer is no, garbage.
TikTok's the worst. I just saw a video of the Bulls players, I guess, in camp dancing around in a circle, all doing the same dance. I'm just like, what is happening here?
It was
here?
Like a TikTok dance that like kids do, like girls do?
Yes. Yeah.
Take the under on the Bulls this year. Oh, really? I saw that video. This is an unserious basketball
team. I
mean,
I can't remember who tweeted it, but they were like, do you think Michael Jordan would have allowed this when he was playing with the Bulls?
You know who
zero
loves,
chance.
You know who loves TikTok? I can't remember what he said, but just yesterday, Mike Maher told me something like, TikTok is life.
Oh, no, I didn't say TikTok is life. No, I said TikTok keeps me up at night. Like, I'll be laying in bed for like an hour and a half just aimlessly scrolling it. And
you don't do that with Reels on Instagram?
I'm more of a TikTok guy. I feel like everyone has
the same.
Yeah, but some people are on Snapchat Reels, Instagram Reels. For me, it's just TikTok. My algorithm is so fire. It's the best.
Maybe that's what he said.
What comes up on your algorithm? Yeah.
Just a good combination of what's trending, sports stuff, comedy, food. I mean, it's a steady rotation.
Shocker, yesterday I was telling my wife I think I might need another root canal. I started getting root canal videos on my phone.
Yeah, because they're
literally
listening.
I said the word one time.
Yep.
Well, I still
one
have.
Time.
Well, now it's going to come up on mine.
I have Jaden Daniels slides coming up nonstop.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Punch up a website, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels slides.
Perfect. Love it.
All right, coming up next, we will talk a little Jaden Daniels as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.